All right, now let's talk about another presidential candidate, Pete Buttigieg, who has surged in Iowa polls ahead of the 2020 Democratic caucuses, closely trailing Senator Elizabeth Warren in that state. With the next Democratic debate less than 2 weeks away, NPR's Scott Simon went to South Bend, Indiana this week to speak with Buttigieg as part of our series Off Script. They sat down at Peg's, a breakfast joint on Main Street. Undecided voters there asked Buttigieg about health care, policing, and civility, but they were also curious about the 37-year-old's experience. Here's Scott with that part of the conversation.
The United States is a country with more than 300 million people. It has a budget of hundreds of trillions of dollars. With respect to your service to your country in the reserve and service to the city here as mayor, you have been mayor of a city of about 100,000 people. Do you have the experience to be president of the United States?
Yes. My experience is being on the ground, dealing with the kinds of issues that you deal with in executive leadership and government. Look, I get the daunting nature of the office. It's also the case that none of the candidates for the presidency right now has been president, except one, Donald Trump, who I think is actually the least qualified of all. And, you know, there's something to be said for longevity. I also think there's something to be said for being newer on the scene and not having spent too much time in Washington. You know, I sometimes wonder if I'd be getting that question if I were a member of Congress or the Senate, even at my age. I probably would be less likely to get it. And yet, the truth
is, I would ask a first-term member of Congress.
But here's the thing. You could also be a very tenured member of Congress. You could be a very senior senator in the United States and have never in your life been responsible for more than 100 people, depending on what you were doing before. You know, the experience of members of legislatures is to vote on legislation. Very important, but also very different from running a city of any size, which I would argue in America, perhaps especially in a relatively not one of the biggest cities and certainly not one of the wealthiest cities, gives you a sense of the challenges that are confronting Americans on the ground. There's a lot of South Bends out there. And there's a lot of challenges out there that are of the kind that we're dealing with right here on the ground, from economic development after deindustrialization to racial tension around policing to making sure that we're getting ahead of climate change. That, you know, nobody walks into that Oval Office having been there before on their first day by definition. But of the many experiences that people bring to them, I would say this is as valid as any.
What about foreign policy? You speak to one degree or another several foreign languages, and you've served overseas in the U.S. military, but foreign policy wouldn't seem to be an area where you have a lot of direct experience.
Well, I'd say one of the reasons that I have weighed in more extensively on foreign policy and have built, I think, the strongest foreign policy team of any candidate is that I care deeply about these issues and have seen firsthand through international experience what's at stake in our international relationships. And as somebody who experienced foreign policy in the form of being sent into a war, but also as somebody who experiences it as someone responsible for a city that is impacted by these choices. In other words, I want there to be a foreign policy that makes sense as a kind of foreign policy for places like South Bend, which if we're getting it right on trade, if we're getting it right on security, if we're getting it right on our values, if we're getting it right on immigration, then that benefits our communities. That's the perspective I bring to it. And I'm going to continue to speak on everything from individual regional security issues that I see around the world to the overall direction of what values America ought to promote in our presence in the community of nations.